Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've spoken about this on the show a lot, how there's chronic absenteeism. Kids aren't going to school. If they're not seeing their parents going to work, what incentive is there for them to go to school? And so one House bill that comes out of Ohio thinks they could solve the problem by paying students to go to school. Okay, now, when I grew up, if you didn't go to school, you got a whooping. You got taken away from your parents. You went to detention. Or I don't know what happened, but you had to go to school. There are just some things you have to do. It's not supposed to be a choice. But apparently, chronic absenteeism and getting kids to go to school, because everybody's passing anyway. Now, teacher's like, look, we get in trouble if we don't pass you, so here's passing grades. And this isn't all the teachers, but there's a lot of pressure on teachers to pass and progress kids through school, that there's no consequences anymore. So the kids win. Not only now do they not have to face consequences for not showing up to school, but they now get to earn some dough. So when you look at this House bill, it's fascinating. Now, again, this is in Ohio. House Bill 348 establishes two pilot programs to increase student attendance, being reported by, I think this is Fox 19 now. And this is going to be for kindergartners and ninth grade students to start. And they are going to use these incentives and fund this with $750,000. And I think it's bipartisanly supported. And so when you take a look at what some of this money is, the department is going to test incentive distribution methods, including all of the following. They're going to give cash transfers of $25 made biweekly during the school year to participating ninth grade students and parents, or participating kindergarten students if their attendance rate is 90% or above. Cash transfers of $150 at the end of each quarter of the school year to the parents or guardians, whether it's the ninth grader or the kindergartner. Attendance has to be greater than 90%. One cash transfer of $500 at the end of the school year to participating ninth grade students or kindergarten students. Again, 90% attendance has to be met. And then I'm not sure if there's any other dough. It's a pretty long bill. But really? Here's my problem. You know, I told you that some of the things we're doing now is really affecting our Generation Alpha. Generation Alpha are the ones born between 2010 and 2025. And if they are seeing that, one, there's no consequences to not doing your job or, you know, doing what you're supposed to do to better yourself and make yourself later productive in society. And if they're seeing their parents not have to go to work, if we are giving entitlements to those who really can still work and are not disabled, there's no incentive for people to do what they need to do. Stop the incentives, right? And say, hey, guys, look, you don't go to school, there's consequences. And I think people are, you know, before you used to have to go to school because there was this, well, you won't be able to graduate high school then. If you can't graduate high school, you won't be able to go to college. Well, right now, the landscape is, and the narrative is, you don't need college. College is useless. So these kids are thinking to themselves, well, why do I need to go? Why do I need to study? There's other things I'd rather be doing. And I'm not saying it has to be the way it was during the Industrial Revolution back in the 1800s. Where your life was just work and sleep. We don't want that. But you're going to pay a child to show up to class? And then what happens if that child is sick? What happens if that does that child need to get FMLA like the parents need to if they have medical issues and they can't come to work? Then once you give something, you can't take it back. Look at how the idea floating around during the Democratic primary 4 years ago of we need to wipe out student loans. Once you promise that, it's not going away. Now people want their student loans written off. I don't blame them. Honestly, I think it should be the colleges writing it off and not the taxpayer. But that once you offer it, you can't take it away. So if a student is getting paid to go to school, what happens when you stop the payments? They don't go? You see, for me to go to work, my incentive to go to work is I want to eat. I want to have a roof over my head. I want to help society. I want to be productive. That should be incentive enough. And I don't think we have that drive anymore. And I don't want people starving. I don't want people, you know, not, you know, getting food stamps or the supplemental income that they need if they are disabled or unable to work. But if people are making work a choice and they are healthy, able-bodied people, like wasn't it the Tsarnaev brothers, the ones that allegedly did the Boston Marathon bombing? And you saw them work out at the gym and the older brother looked like he was a wrestler and had a lot of muscle and physical ability, and I think they were collecting state aid and welfare. All right, that's a problem. And now we're going to teach kids that if you don't go to school, it's okay because eventually somebody's going to give you money to go. What do you think the 10th grader is going to do? Going, wait a second, this kid just got $500. Where's my $500? Now you're going to have sit outs. Now you're going to have parents say this is unfair. We want our money, too. Money to go to school, that money should be going to teachers, to better school buses, to safety. If you have $750,000 to throw at a school, at a school district, why don't you do it for security? We need, obviously, more security at our schools. Why don't you do it at helping people remediate and progress? How about for physical education? We help kids try to get through their math and their reading. Why not with their health and their physical activity requirements? Why don't we help kids remediate to get them in better shape? There are so many things I could think of where that money should go to. But the attitude we have right now is don't worry. We are going to buy you to do something. Can you come back to work? We'll give you more money to come back to work. If you want to eat, you come back to work. And we're going to have to come up with a much different narrative right now, because this is, people are getting spoiled and it's getting ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So again, calling it early on, the New Hampshire primary for Republicans went to Donald Trump. Nikki Haley made a good showing. What was it, finally, 50? I think not all the votes are in, but it was, I think, 55 to 43 or percent. But Trump, resounding lead, has taken the majority of the delegates for New Hampshire. And now all eyes on South Carolina. There's been some criticism, though, of how he is how he's taking his wins. And apparently he was criticized by his prior press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, for suggesting that he adopt a more general election tone. And, you know, it's fascinating because, you know, we're going to see a different type of President Trump. And some people want that because he was very tethered He still couldn't stop the lockdowns. And I believe in states' rights. Whatever a state feels like needs to be done, states should have the power. The federal government should not go in. But on the flip side, what happened is people needed help, and the lockdowns were an abuse of power, and Trump couldn't stop it. And so I think there's many people out there that want President Trump to come back in and make some noise and get things done. On the other end, some people are a little nervous because he doesn't have to run again. So what's to stop him? He doesn't have to be politically correct, not that he always speaks politically correct, doesn't have to make a lot of friends. And so it's going to be a different if he does win and beat Biden, which at this point, it looks like it would be a shoo-in, assuming that there's no, you know, cheating or issues with the mail-in ballots, and who knows what's going to happen in November. It seems like he would be a shoo-in for that. Some people had hoped that Nikki Haley would be his vice presidential pick. I don't see that happening. He might pick Elise Stefanik. He'll pick Tim Scott. But right now, you know, he's been, I think he kind of made fun of her dress, or does he call her bird brain? You know, like even Ron DeSantis calling him de sanctimonious. Trump is, he's a different politician. And he's definitely a different breed. And personally, now, as a physician and as a person who has had a lot of experience in marketing and PR, I think it would be nice to see him try to soften, you know, some of the blows he does give to some of his opponents, especially since he's going to need them as supporters later. I mean, look at what happened with Ron DeSantis. He had to throw his support back behind Trump. So you really don't want to shred verbally somebody whose supporters you need. You still have to play a game. On the other end, Trump, he's done what, you know, nobody in politics has ever been able to do. A non-politician who says to hell with the debates, to hell with the rules, is still having a resounding lead. So to me, from a psychological standpoint, that means people don't care about his vernacular, dialects, his verbiage of things. They don't care. They just want results. And you have politicians that always stand behind a mic saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And, you know, people are like, yeah, but does it ever get done? Now, Trump promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. That didn't get done. Why didn't it get done? Well, as I've said before, Obamacare was a bill, even though there were a couple good things in there just to dangle the carrots, like getting rid of pre-existing conditions and having essential health benefits that have to be a part of every plan. The rest of the thousands of pages had a bunch of pork and BS. And a bill like that should have been very easily able to not go through, but it went through. And if you mess with it, it could trigger like a cutting of the red wire. And there were threats that this could implode the healthcare system. I don't think it could implode the healthcare system. Our healthcare system is already kind of a mess. But you didn't have the House and the Senate on board. And I think our current healthcare situation is abysmal. We're paying insurance companies to charge us more, and they're getting incentivized to do it because they're getting these subsidies. And we really need to rethink how we're doing insurance. I don't know if Trump is going to do this, but I can't stand paying an insurance company thousands of dollars a year to negotiate with my doctor. Let me negotiate with my doctor myself. Cut the middleman out. Why am I paying the insurance company? My doctor easily could do a $50 visit, $75 visit. But no, it's now beyond repair. And so me, as a physician, as an American, I would like to see a lot of things done with whomever's going to be the next president. One, I'd like to see the border addressed. These migrants are dying coming across here with promises that are empty promises. They're flooding the border, and they're flooding whatever services we have in terms of schools and hospitals, and it's making the country mad, and it's putting them at risk. Secure the border. That is a given. look at the way we're doing our schools and the curriculum and the readiness for real life and revamp our education, which I've told you how I would do. School done in the morning with smaller classes in terms of length, 20 to 30 minute core subjects. Everybody eats lunch, and then the afternoon is all for the practicality learning and the exercise. You should be exercising every day. Every student should learn the trades, should learn plumbing, electricity, should learn farming, should learn how to fish, should learn how to hunt, should learn how to do first aid, should learn law, should learn medicine, education. So that by the time they are sophomores in high school, they understand a lot about what jobs are out there so they can make an educated decision on what their next path would be. Junior and senior year, instead of people smoking in the boys' room, they'll be doing their associate's degree of college in within the high school walls, and there's your free college. By the time they turn 18, they'll all have an associate's degree or at least training in a trade. And then that 18-year-old is a productive person in society, can pay taxes, can make money, can feed themselves, hopefully purchase a health insurance plan that is available to everybody and not linked to your job. That's what I think our next president should do. Not sure if they're going to do it. The economy is ridiculous. What we've done with the value of the dollar and the spending, inflation's not curbed. The mandates were ridiculous. How we approached public health and we vilified people. I'm not sure what the president will do for that, because I don't think Trump was on board with what happened with that originally. But we have a lot of work that needs to get done. And so, you know, I understand it would be nice for Trump to not, you know, be all kind of, I told you so, these people stink, you know, sort of, you know, and I get, you know, some people like that about him. Now, that's what drew people to him, because he was up there on that primary stage making fun of everybody. And, you know, maybe he wants the laughs. Maybe he wants the fans. But, you know, I think there's a lot of individuals out there that could be his ally. And I would hope that he would be able to get more done in this next term than what he was able to do the first 4 years. And so it's, you know, it's going to be interesting. In terms of Biden, Biden won the New Hampshire primary, even though the DNC did not want to honor it. You heard about what happened there. The DNC wanted South Carolina to go before New Hampshire. And so Biden did not put his name on the ballot so that he could be with the DNC in terms of solidarity, saying South Carolina should go first. This way, underrepresented populations could have a role in the early primary process. There was a write-in ballot movement, and Joe Biden won. Thus far, there's only 97% reporting. He got 63,672 people to put his name in. Dean Phillips came in next with 22,685. Now, the story to that is 63,672 people wanted Biden. Were some of them Republicans in hiding? You know how you could switch right before an election so you could put down somebody who you think is not electable? Or do we really have 63,000 people in New Hampshire that really like Biden? There's a story. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican New Hampshire primary. Trump defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Earlier, Haley said the primaries are a marathon, not a sprint, while looking ahead to the next contest. Haley adds she's not dropping out of the race and said there are dozens of states left and challenged Trump to a debate. Freezing rain and snow are causing headaches for millions of Americans in the Midwest today. The National Weather Service says icy roads and possible power outages are possible from Kansas up to Maine. Illegal immigrants continue to enter the country across the southern border, but a bipartisan border deal could soon be coming. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the price tag will likely pass $14 billion, but some GOP lawmakers want to see the text of the bill before they consider it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many times have you or a family member gone to the medical provider? Took you months to get in, you waited for hours, you got in, you got your visit done, but you leave there thinking, I didn't get what I needed. I need more. Now, I know this happens a lot because many of you call the telemedicine platforms going, the doctor didn't do this, or I didn't get a chance to ask this, I didn't know what to ask. So I am so excited for our next guest. This month, Fair Health, with generous support from the John A. Hartford Foundation, launches FairHealthOlderAdults.org. It's a free website that offers tools, educational content, and resources to help older adults and family caregivers plan for care that's relevant to them. Nicole Eney, Executive Director of Grants and Consumer Education at Fair Health, is joining us next to talk to us about that. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I love that you have this resource. It is something that I think plagues a lot of us. Maybe we're nervous, maybe we're distracted, and sometimes we don't even know what to discuss with our medical providers. Talk to us about what Fair Health is.
Yeah, so Fair Health is a national independent nonprofit that's dedicated to healthcare transparency and maintains the country's largest private healthcare claims database. So we use our data to provide fair and objective information to all healthcare stakeholders, including consumers. And we're really excited because we've launched a free online resource called FairHealthOlderAdults.org that's designed to help older patients and caregivers navigate the healthcare system and make more informed healthcare decisions.
And, you know, why are there obstacles? What are these obstacles that, people are facing?
Yeah, so based on what we've heard from patients and caregivers, the main challenges really tend to be a lack of transparency in healthcare costs and healthcare generally, difficulty finding cost information and other information that's related to care and coverage, and also the inability to really understand and use the healthcare information to make informed decisions. So FairHealthOlderAdults.org can really help address some of those challenges.
And Nicole, many people sometimes fear the medical provider. They fear that if they ask a question or they, you know, try to suggest, can we do something a little cheaper, that they'll anger them or they'll, I think there's a lot of people feel very intimidated. And I try to teach my students that that is as much, you know, you're being able to make the access there for the healthcare just as important as you providing the healthcare. Talk to us about some of the strategies that you're suggesting and Fair Health Older Adults offers.
Yeah, so it really boils down to empowering yourself by asking those questions and staying informed. So you could do that by visiting FairHealthOlderAdults.org because on that free website, you'll find a range of different tools and educational content to help you navigate the healthcare system. So some of the tools involve medical and dental care cost estimators, shared decision-making tools. So we have those for a set of conditions that affect older adults, like hip osteoarthritis, spinal stenosis, type 2 diabetes, those types of tools. You could find the, both the clinical care options and the cost information associated with them to really have that discussion with your healthcare provider or clinician. But you could also print out checklists that list some of the questions that you could ask your healthcare providers and clinicians during appointments. You could also refer to the checklist when you want to think about what you might want to consider before and after the appointment. And you can also access our resources, which list a whole range of organizations and websites that provide much more information about navigating the healthcare system.
We're speaking to Nicole Eney, Executive Director of Grants and Consumer Education at Fair Health. I love that you guys have amassed this data to understand what the costs and the challenges are. Can I ask, where did the data come from?
Yeah, so our cost data come from over 70 national payers and third-party administrators nationwide.
And it's current up to this year or 2023?
Well, we update our site twice a year, so we're always providing the most recent that we have.
I love that. I love that. And so, you know, I think we struggle, you know, with a lot of things financially. And when it comes to medical, it just seems to be overwhelming. And as I've said before, I think patients just, they don't know how to bring up, you know, this medication is too expensive because they feel that it is going to be inferred as, well, I don't want to take it. I think this is a conversation we really, really need to have, and we're grateful that you're offering resources because I could tell people, look, talk to your doctor, but that's easier said than done. And so the feedback that you've gotten from your resources, what have patients and caregivers told you about this?
Yeah, so the feedback has been really positive. Most patients and caregivers have told us that the tools and the resources that we provide are really helpful in navigating the healthcare system, preparing for those clinical visits, and overall just having a fuller picture of their treatment options and the costs associated with care. And just to give a fuller picture of what this feedback is, we did a survey with older patients and caregivers, and 67% said that FairHealthOlderAdults.org increased their knowledge and understanding of shared decision-making, and 65% said that the site helped them to better understand how to manage their healthcare costs. So the feedback really tells us that the tools are filling a gap in knowledge for healthcare consumers, and we're thrilled.
I was very fortunate to train during the transition of doctors and medical providers saying, do as I say and don't question it, to I'm going to give you options and we're going to collectively decide what the best treatment option is. And I think that offers the best patient outcomes. I don't think a lot of patients are aware that they have that opportunity. So I'm really grateful for you and Fair Health. Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Well, we're just spreading the word about this free online resource and hope as many people visit as possible to use the tools and resources to help them.
Well, I can't wait to have you back. Nicole Eaney, can you give us the website one last time?
Sure. It's fairhealtholderadult.org.
All right. Well, thank you and your team. We can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I've had patients tell me, straight up, and I don't get upset, I don't get insulted, when I tell them, look, you know, I think you need to go to the ER. And they say, I can't afford it. And then I have to convince them as to why I think their condition is severe enough. That's not a bad thing. When a patient tells me they can't afford something, they're being honest. And it forces us providers to take that extra minute or two to explain to people why we're making that decision. You have every right, when it comes to your body, to question why a test is being done. Is the test being done to cover the doctor's butt, or is the test being done because you are possibly at risk? So let's say you're having epigastric abdominal pain, pain right below the rib cage, in the center above the stomach, and you think it's food poisoning, but it feels like you have a knife inside that's going straight to your back. Why is a doctor saying to go into an ER and not telling you to go and drink some milk? Well, it's, or take some Tums. It's because that pain that you're having there, that could be your pancreas. That could be a gallstone attack. That could be an ulcer. And we, you know, this is something that needs to be evaluated because this could be life-threatening. You know, and I get it. You know, I don't want to have medical debt. I have car debt. I have a house debt. I have student loan debt. The last thing anybody wants to add is more debt. But before you take on, if it's not emergent, extra expenses, have the doctor teach you. Doctors are teachers. We might be healers also, but I think one of our big, big duties is education. And let us educate you as to why these things need to be done. And then hopefully you could use Fair Health to, you know, look at how to make things more manageable financially. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you ever had a personal trainer or somebody spot you at the gym? Well, when you work out with a buddy, they push you. And they push you pretty hard. You're like, I can't do another curl. I can't do another rep. I can't do it. And they're on your butt saying, yes, you can do it. Quit being a weenie. You're going to push through. Why do they do that? Are they being mean? Or are they trying to train you? So when you work out at a gym or any sort of sport, they have you run that extra mile or add some weight when you run any sort of thing we've had in athletics or coaching. They try to push you. They know it's uncomfortable. But you being able to overcome the uncomfortable ends up benefiting you. Such that if you do have to sprint 90 yards to make a touchdown, you could do it breathlessly. Well, medical school was kind of like that. We had a boot camp. I had to do 36-hour shifts. Why would they put doctors in training through that? They don't do that anymore. Some of the shifts are no more than 24 to 28 hours, although some people end up still being up longer than that. But why would they put us through 36-hour shifts? Because they wanted us trained to still be able to work without sleep. To not have sleep such a priority in our lives. Because when patients get sick or patients are in labor, it doesn't matter if you're wanting to get your beauty rest. You get your ass out of bed and you go and you help the patient. And you need to be on it. In fact, I didn't want to fall asleep when I was doing my OB call every 3 days. And like I said, you go in at 5, 6 in the morning. Rather than leaving at 5, 6 at night, you have to stay on call. And then you don't go away till 5, 6 the next day. Then you get to go to bed. Then you go into work the next day. And then that following night, you're on call again. And so it's back to back. It's exhausting. But I found that if I didn't sleep, it was easier than me falling asleep and then having been ripped up out of sleep. But that training, even though I think it's ridiculous and I'm glad they got rid of it, did make me more resilient to being able to do things with less sleep, even though that's not the healthiest thing to do. You really do need more sleep. But, you know, we, in athletics, in our military, in our training, we go through, you know, very difficult, challenging rehearsals or exercises to make us more resilient. And maybe we need to use that same sort of thought process when we are trying to manage the curveballs that life throws at us, whether it's real pain, whether it's breakups, whether it's a job loss. I really fear that the younger generations, I can't stand that term snowflake. You know, I know a lot of Gen Zs that are fantastic. Same thing with millennials. I don't think it should be generalized. But when you hear that they want to pay kids to go to school, where we have to incentivize workers to leave their house to go to work, we're starting to get a little soft. And what happens when the poop really hits the fan? What happens if we do go to war? I mean, look what happened after the Hamas massacre. When Hamas came in, killed hundreds, thousands, everybody who was of military age and ability had to leave their comfort of their home to get back and defend the country. If America needed that, I don't know what our populations would do. Now, Israel has a state of readiness because everybody has to do military duty, except those who are religious, they get exemptions. But, you know, we have overdose deaths, we have suicides rising, and we're struggling with our mental, we're almost trying to keep up with the overflowing sink, but we're not looking at the faucet. And I think people don't realize that it's common and normal and a part of life to get dumped, to not get the job you want, to have a boss or a coworker who's toxic. See, one thing I really, really credit my mom and dad for is being as negative as they were. You know, I didn't like it at times, but their attitude towards life was not always, you know, puppies and rainbows and cotton candy. You know, it was, I could get raped. I could get fired. I could get dumped. I could be abandoned. And what do I do? And the state of readiness is something that we've really lost. So when I say we need to revamp education, we need to teach kids how to fish, how to farm, how to hunt, how to start a fire. Does the average child know what to do if the electrical grid goes out and they can't get into their Tesla? Does the average kid know how to, you know, start a car? Do they know how to change a tire? The average kid doesn't. The average adult doesn't. And we're all dependent on somebody else. Well, if my Tesla doesn't operate in the cold, I could just always call a tow truck. What if a tow truck isn't there? Look at that person who was stranded for 2 hours in the cold with no electricity and no cell phone because they couldn't charge their phone. You have to learn how to improvise. And we don't train ourselves in what to do. So pain. Pain affects a lot of us. And I couldn't stand having my period. Having my period was horrible. And the cramps were ridiculous. And we have learned that we don't have to suffer like that. There's a lot of things we can do so we don't have to suffer. But one thing my mom had said, and maybe it wasn't medically sound, but it kept me going, was, you know, because I'm like, why does God do this to us? Why do we, and she's like, well, maybe it helps us be a little better prepared for childbirth. Now, I'm telling you right now, childbirth and menstrual cramps, it's not the same. But you always hear that women can tolerate pain better than men. I don't know how true that is, but if women are every month struggling, maybe they do build up a resilience. Now, I don't want people suffering in pain if they don't need to, but what's the first thing we do when you have a headache? You see advertisements go, take a Tylenol, take a Motrin. Now, mind you, if you do suffer from migraines, you know you got to hit that sucker early. But do we have to, if we have a little bit of a headache, do we always have to take something? If your elbow hurts or your knee hurts, do you always have to take a medication? You know what is the best thing for arthritis? Exercise. When my knees ache, I get back on the treadmill. And I feel better. Now, I'm fortunate that I don't have an orthopedic condition preventing me from doing that. But you burn, you plow through it. And maybe we need to figure out how to make people more resilient. Physical therapists are fantastic. People will get knee replacements, hip replacements, and they're like, don't make me do it. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And the physical therapists are like, you need to move this joint. And we're taught that if something hurts, you avoid. And I get that. That's a defense mechanism. But what about going through? My father used to drive a lot to Vegas and Phoenix a lot because he liked to gamble. And there was a fire in the middle of the road. And it looked like it consumed the whole highway. He drove through it. Now, I'm not saying you always drive through a fire. I thought it was pretty cool when that happened, by the way. I was like, yeah, daddy. That's my daddy. But, and I'm not saying always drive through a fire, but sometimes when you have an obstacle, you need to decide if you need to burn or plow through it, or if you do avoidance. Now, the first time I got dumped, I said, I'm done, never dating another guy again. That lasted 5 minutes. And so, but a lot of people, they don't expect that to happen. Well, then maybe that's what we need to teach people. Now, you're going to be in a relationship, you're going to get dumped. How are you going to handle it? How are you going to handle when you have back pain? What are you going to do if you have a tummy ache? All right? And we just prepare people for the positives. We don't prepare people for the negatives. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.